Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. Today's episode, as many have been, and some of my best have been, is an impromptu one. Quite literally, it just spawned in my brain a matter of like 3 minutes ago. So I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, and as my ADHD brain kicked in and I just drifted away, and on my Facebook feed, there was a question in a women's fitness group, and it was like, why do you think we struggle with nutrition? Why do people overcomplicate nutrition? And I don't know why, but this answer just kind of came to my head instantly, and it clicked, and I typed it out, and I thought it was really good, so I wanted to share with you. I actually shared it in the messenger chat of my food freedom 4-day experience because I thought it was that good. I'll probably share it some other places too. So let me share it with you. So can I share why I think nutrition is so difficult for many? There are two big reasons that I want to talk about. So number one is I think cultural influence and social norms play a role. So there's technically actually three. So cultural influence and social norms. So by cultural influence, this depends on your background, what is accepted, depending if you are Spanish, depending on your heritage, Caribbean, Indian, when they fast, Chinese, there's just even American, there's different cultures. Italian's a big one. They love their pasta, so they really struggle to limit their carbs. And it's because of the style that they eat, and they eat bigger portions. And there's just different values around food. Food can mean family. Food can mean community. The types of foods that we eat aren't always aligned with a nutritious, balanced meal. But there are ways to make those cultural meals a little bit better. For instance, if you have a bowl of pasta, yes, it's carby. Can we switch to protein pasta? Can we switch to chickpea pasta? Can we add a protein source to that pasta? Can we throw in some veggies or eat it with a side salad? You know, so there are ways to transform what you're eating, but I want you to think about your culture, if that plays a role into how you eat, because that is something that influences our nutrition, and it's not always tied to eating healthy, right? So that's one. Then is the social norms. So social norms, a big one in America, I would say, is that the social norm is junk food. It is. You know, you get beers. We're known for big portions. We're known for greasy, salty, sugary food, a burger, hot dogs, you know, like the big heavy stuff, pizza, greasy. And it's just, it's kind of ingrained in our brains. We don't even realize it. The marketing towards this, like Oreos, like whenever you see coupons and deals and ads, what are they for? They're for brand names. You see Coca-Cola, you see Oreos, you see cookies, chips, potato chips. There's always better deals on the junk food. They're always showing people laughing at parties, eating chips and greasy burgers. And when you're hungover, go for this. When you're sad, eat ice cream. There's never healthy food in there. Anytime healthy food is shown up, it's like sad. You know, oh, well, I'm overweight and I have to lose weight, so I got to eat this plain, boring looking salad. You know, it looks sad with some leaves and like maybe a tomato slice on it, right? Oh my God, for my SpongeBob listeners, there is even a SpongeBob episode, right, where Pearl, she wanted to make a trendy restaurant. Okay, so if you don't watch SpongeBob, I'm sorry. Or you've never have watched SpongeBob, I'm sorry. But she wanted to make a trendy restaurant, and the Krusty Krab serves Krabby Patties or hamburgers. And Pearl made salads, and it was funny because the salads, like I said, were two pieces of lettuce and a tomato slice, and they kind of made a joke out of it, and they're like, what is this? This isn't real food. This is just lettuce with a tomato slice. And it's just every time healthy food is shown, it's always with a negative connotation. This is disgusting. This tastes bad. This is horrible. I don't want to eat this. And it's like, you wonder why subconsciously we stray away from healthy foods, because when you see that and you hear that all the time, you're just automatically like gonna think like, oh, junk food will make me feel happy, because you see all these ads. It's similar to in the 90s and thousands, and it's still kind of like that, but you see like the magazine model covers, they're so skinny and they're happy, and it's like, you're only gonna be happy if you're skinny and you're thin. And you know, they would take these unflattering photos of celebrities with cellulite and stuff and slap them on the covers, and it's like, ooh, this is bad if you look like this. So it's the same thing with food. Same thing, but in some brands it gets better. Like Poppy's a good one. They're healthy soda. I think they're doing a really good job marketing it in a positive light and trying to make healthy food fun and bringing it in for everybody to be interested. But I honestly don't see a lot. I want you to think about food and think if you can even think of a relatively healthy, balanced food that like is shown in a positive light, right? Probably not a lot. Okay. If any. So those are the two big ones. I would also want to dive into that a little bit deeper and say that if healthy food was marketed properly, more people would probably eat it. And if you don't believe me, I want you to listen to my example. This happens all the time. So, and I'm guilty of it. I'm totally a victim of this. We could say it with music and we could say it with the example I'm going to say. So look at fashion trends, right? If whoever the hottest celebrities are at the time wears the ugliest thing, you know what I'm talking about. Look up 2010s fashion. And that's all you need to know. Look up like the Disney girls on the runway. Like we were wearing tank tops over t-shirts with scarves, mismatched colors, polos over long sleeves. It was hideous. But because Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana was wearing it, I wanted to wear it too. And like, you know, if Beyonce was coming out wearing like a sheet, I'm sure everybody would start wearing sheets. Taylor Swift, if she wore like some ugly trend, people would want it because Taylor Swift is doing it. And you remember from football, she was like eating chicken strips or something and they made that meme out of it, like Taylor Swift eats chicken strips, so I'm gonna be eating chicken strips. Unhealthy food, by the way, again, but I wonder if it was a healthy food. Well, I don't want to say chicken strips are unhealthy, but you know, it's deep fried chicken strips at a football game. So they're probably not the healthiest. They're less nutrient dense, but I'm wondering if she was eating something healthy, if we would have hopped on that trend, right? So it happens. And same thing with music. Like, do you ever hear a song on the radio and it like sucks? And you're like, I'm not vibing with this song, but they play it enough that you start to catch on. You're like, I like this song. You're like jamming to it. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of the fashion. I'm guilty of the song. So like, I don't mind that I'm being influenced. I just wish I was influenced with the right things. Like I made a joke the other day because on my newsfeed, I got mushroom shaped chairs. Okay, they were super expensive, but they looked gorgeous. And I was like, I love this targeted ad. I'm so glad I got this targeted ad. And I actually put it on my Instagram story because it was so funny. But like, imagine if we like got targeted ads of like how wonderful healthy food is and how wonderful these things are, we would buy more. But you know, I'm gonna tell you, okay, the reason that they don't do that is because they don't make money off of healthy food. Healthy food is usually not name brand for the most part. You know, the junk food, those are the big money makers. So if you ever wonder why something doesn't happen, it's usually money. Okay. And then the third reason, because I said there was technically three, is the other big reason I think that we don't eat healthy is because of decision fatigue. Okay, so what do I mean by that? You know, we work a lot. We have a lot of decisions to make throughout the day, subconsciously and consciously. And the farther the day goes on, the less likely we are to be able to make a decision properly. We're just tired, okay? It's the end of the night. Like, the last thing you want to do is make a decision, and that's probably why you're snacking on potato chips. But choosing healthy food is kind of like going in the toothpaste aisle, trying to figure out which brand is best, right? Have you ever had that happen? Like, you're like, I gotta look for like a new toothpaste brand. And you look at them and you know, this one says that it's recommended by 9 out of 10 dentists. This one says, you know, it's, you know, get your teeth the whitest. This one says it gets your gums the cleanest and healthiest. And like, it's funny because I read the ingredients on the back and they always like look the same. And I'm like, I really don't know. And besides brands, it's like the different types within the brands. It's like, this one's healthy gums and whitening, this one's complete care. I'm like, which one is the best? Like, I don't know. And then I just get overwhelmed and I pick a random one. And I think that happens a lot in the fitness space in general. I'm looking at anybody who scrolls TikToks for hours in the fitness realm. It gets confusing. But I think that happens with nutrition. Look at how many food options we have. We have hundreds. That's why you guys are paralyzed on what to make for dinner. You don't know. There's hundreds of options of what to make. So, yes, those are the reasons I think that we struggle with nutrition. Now, is this something that's going to flip overnight? No, but I think being aware of it, I don't think it's going to change. It's not. They're still going to market junk food. Junk food's going to be king, but it's up to you to change your view around nutrition, and it's up to you to make the choice to be better and be aware and just be a little bit smarter of how you plan things and choose. And that's just what you got to do in today's world. You just got to do it. And that's what it is. It all starts with you. Change starts with you. All right. And that is my random chat of the day. I hope you enjoyed. Until next time, guys, though, make sure you're following the Tea with Tina podcast if you are not, because I'm always dropping a ton of value for you guys. And that is all I got for you today. So have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.